on something else. It happens to the very best of us. At some point, nights out on the tiles and mouldy hangovers are replaced by cosy nights in with our most favourite people. And a lot of the time, those people aren't even old enough to talk, Jenny Green. But sometimes, just once in a blue moon, you do lament the wild times. So this week, Sarah Jane Tobin, to the stars, has been looking into nights out versus nights in and how to make the most of both. She's our very own superwoman. I don't know if you got it.
There you go.
I can't hear it. I've no headphones.
It's all right. It's there.
I'm following Jenny, Sway. Yeah. Feeling the groove.
So tell us, Sarah Jane, what difference a few years made going out in your late teens versus your early 20s? Paint the picture.
I had a really busy month in May and I'm still kind of getting over it. I have to be honest with you because I had a good few nights out and it just got me thinking, my God, I used to be able to do this, like literally 2 hours sleep, roll out of bed and function perfectly normally the next day. But no, it's all changed. In your early 20s, you know, it's part of the ritual getting ready to go on a night out. Now it's a hard slog to put on a bit of lip gloss and stick on and going out top. In your 20s.
Do you miss those days? Do you miss the days when, let's say...
I thought I did.
You didn't have your little boy in your life, let's say,
yeah.
Or you ring the girls last minute. Where are we going?
Yeah, I thought I did. But in hindsight, after the last month, no, I'm kind of happy to be where I am at right now.
Right.
You know, none of this business of going out with the sexy dancing, you know, trying to be seductive. You know, I'd rather kind of go out and dance like a lunatic and just have a good time, you know?
Do you think for most people listening who's in that position, let's say, would think like that? Do you think most people are going...
No!
Who are, let's say, 30 or maybe a little bit older going...
You need to let the hair down once in a blue moon, especially if there are kids involved. It's nice to kind of switch off and just kind of forget about all the...
You need a bit of sanity.
You do. You need a bit of sanity. You do need a bit of sanity, but you also need a lot of money. Because it's not cheap. That was the other big thing.
Well, babysitters. I remember babysitting when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could babysit.
You still haven't been paid for it.
No, well, you could babysit for like 6-7 hours and your parents' friend would go, there's £9 for you. And be like, thanks.
Yeah.
That wouldn't get you very far.
No, it wouldn't. I was doing a little bit of digging around over the weekend because I did spend quite a bit of money on babysitters over the last while. And
what is the going rate? Like, is there kind of roughly...
It's about a tenner an hour. I'm not exaggerating. The difference in Dublin between going out on a date night with kids and without kids is 50 quid. €130 is the average spend if you've got a babysitter at home. €80 is the average spend.
But if you have the kids with you, okay, let's say you're going for a meal. Yeah. I don't mean not a date night, you have the kids with you. You're going to be spending on food as well.
I know. Little buggers are very expensive.
They are expensive.
They are very expensive. But no, an average night out in Dublin, in particular, according to One Big Switch, which I was checking out all their data that they collected recently, it's around €112, which is pretty pricey when you compare it to the rest of Europe. Like Malta, for example, it's less than 25 quid for an average night out in Malta.
And not only that, it won't probably be raining and it'll be nice and warm and you'll be able to sit outside.
We're the second most expensive
And
place.
They always give us 12 points at the Eurovision as well.
Exactly.
Maltese, that'd be good.
Do they?
Yeah, pretty much. Tell us about, like, in your early 20s, you've no problem getting two buses for a night out, you know, connecting, all that type of stuff.
No, none of that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about taxis. You're quite happy to, you know...
I kind of think, sure, it's money. I'll earn more.
That's it. And you know what? I personally, I still don't have problems getting buses, but I know a lot of people who would be a bit... I'm a bit beyond that now at this point.
Well,
yeah,
that's all about the taxis then.
It's all about the taxis, But you know, there are cheap ways to have nights out.
Okay,
You can kind of look into things like if you're going out for a meal, for example, one of the top tips would be check out restaurants BYOB or BYOW. Bring your own beer, bring your own wine. Because you may notice when you go on nights out, the big expense usually is the drinks bill at the end of the night. But if you find a place that lets you bring your own from the off license, it can be a good way to save a bit of cash that you can spend in the club.
The other thing somebody told me, I remember a good while ago, which I wasn't aware of, was that when you're tipping in a restaurant, because obviously we all do, most people do, you don't tip on the alcohol because there's usually a 50% markup on it. You tip on the food.
So I didn't know that.
Well,
that's
there you go. And I got it from a very reliable source.
That's just
something to bear in mind.
Yeah.
There you go.
Happy days.
Thrifty Jen.
Thrifty Jen is right. Well, there's another tip for you, Jen. Mm. Follow your favourite clubs and pubs and stuff on the likes of Facebook, because you can oftentimes pick up comps or, you know, discounts, or, you know, you get information about big nights where they might be doing 2-for-1s and all that kind of stuff. That's a really handy tip. And also another one that I particularly like, because I am always falling victim to this. Stock up on carbs before you go out. Maybe buy a pizza, leave it in your house. Don't go to the kebab shop at the end of the night.
But like everyone, it wouldn't be an eye out if you didn't, end up. I mean, I actually got them to open Abra Kebabra one night on my way home at about 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, we're closed. I was like, please. Yeah. And I bang, it was around the corner from here and he let me in.
Well, Zaytoun is my...
That was only last weekend. I'm just after playing the marquee in Cork. Please. Well,
Zaytoun is my weakness.
That's a good spot. Well, look, stay with us. We're going to talk about this a little bit more right now.
And we are back. Sarah Jane Tobin is still with us. We are live on Grafton Street inside Urban Decay Boutique. Now, we're talking about nights out. We're talking about the difference when you were in your 20s or whatever versus now.
Now.
When you're old.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what is it? What's an average date night cost now for people, do you reckon?
Well, it's usually around €80 if you don't have kids, as I was saying earlier on. That kind of would be covering, you know, a nice meal out and a few drinks or a cinema date. Cinema's bloody expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
I actually can't get over how expensive the cinema is. And when you go, you're like, to be honest, we would have been better off going out for a meal. Other than
food. We did that last week and the movie wasn't even that good.
Hard to find a good film.
Jenny, do you not use your Odeon card?
No, I do use my Odeon card. Thank you very much. But I have to pay for Kelly.
Okay.
You know, and she doesn't always deserve it.
I'm joking. So dinner parties.
Yeah.
What about them?
So that's a good way to kind of get your
friends
around.
That's when you're a grown up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's when you're a grown up. I was trying to organise one a couple of weeks ago. It didn't really go to plan.
Why?
I'll be honest. To be honest with you, I was wrecked after all my nights out and I cancelled it.
You cancelled it?
I
postponed it.
That means
I postponed it.
How short notice?
The difficulty.
There was notice.
The difficulty in getting your friends together on the one night these days, when everybody is so busy and has commitments as kids, is next to impossible.
Well, do you know what the funny thing was? I texted the girls, and each, about four of them out of the six of them came back and said, actually, it really didn't suit. So I'm kind of glad. But that got me thinking. Then there are ways to actually have dinner parties and incorporate your kids. Do you know? You can. You can.
You're knocking the crack out of it then. I'm sorry. Now, I know that someone who doesn't have any kids, but I'm sort of like, can you really enjoy yourself?
Well, what do you think? What do you mean by that? So what can you do?
What I do is, I designate a kid room in your house. Room that doesn't necessarily have anything particularly...
Kid-proof.
Yeah, exactly. Stick a bit of newspaper on the ground, tape it down, and put a little kind of arts corner in it. Get a few pillows and stuff.
Newspaper on the ground. I was like, are these kids house trained?
Now, the idea of this sounds fantastic, Sarah, but you and I both know, within 10 minutes of you sipping into your first glass of wine, little Johnny is coming up to you going,
there's
going to
be a digging match.
I'm bored. Mammy, he's after calling. I want sweets.
My parents used to do this with me. I was one of these kids that loved putting on a little performance for people.
Right.
So they used to set a challenge.
A show.
Yes, they set us a challenge at the start of the night.
And dream up the show, and at 9 o'clock,
we want to see you perform.
Right.
And by the time they've put all their little energy into that.
That's a good idea. I like that.
I remember doing it when I was a kid, and I loved it. And everyone gave me a clap, and I got a pound from everybody. And
yeah, but Sarah Jane, what happens when you're sitting down as an adult, right, and you've had a few glasses of wine and the show only lasts 4 minutes?
It's only supposed to last a couple of minutes. Come on now.
Change the clocks.
You know when you go to a show, you're sitting down in the chair and you've got your popcorn, you're hoping this is an hour and a half of...
Let's go.
Talk to us about perfect guests for your
perfect
dinner party.
Okay, so if you want to be the perfect guest, right, the top tip, which I thought was quite funny online, is arrive 15 minutes late. You don't want to be too early.
Yeah, that's about...
You don't
want to,
you know... kind of put
fashionably
late. Don't be over 15 minutes late though, you know, let because then people start wondering, are you coming at all,
and if there's food ready, and
exactly. But 9 times out of 10, and I know myself from hosting dinner parties, unlike the one that I cancelled a couple of weeks ago, it's very seldom that things actually go according to your time schedule, so it is kind of nice to have a little bit of wriggle room,
make allowances.
So yeah,
what about, what do you bring? You know, would you, obviously you want to bring something with you? Do you bring white or red?
Look, there's loads of tips online, particularly on the American websites I was checking out. They're all saying, bring something for the kitchen, like a nice bottle opener or a salt and pepper shaker. No, come on.
No one has room for stuff probably
You know what, people, if they're hosting a dinner party, I'm fairly sure they have all that stuff already in their kitchen.
Give them something they can consume.
Yes, exactly. So bring a nice bottle of wine, or bring two. Now, don't expect it to be opened when you're there. It's not for you, it's for the host.
I can tell the story because the person is not in the country anymore.
Oh, good.
I had a dinner party one night. We must have gone through about 9 bottles of wine that I had purchased. But the person who was leaving then said, could I take my wine? Because I didn't actually open it.
Stop.
And I said, I'm not joking.
They ate your food and drank your wine and then took their wine home with them.
Technically open the
Somebody
bottle.
Somebody actually asked you that.
Yeah.
Well, and what did you say?
I said, yeah, there you go. Knock yourself out.
It's not even nice
anyway.
I
hope that doesn't hit you on the way out.
Oh dear. That's just
so
rude.
There's a couple of just do's and don'ts. It's just something to be aware of.
Yeah, it's not, the wine isn't for you. It's for your host.
Exactly.
You should kind of spend, you know, spend a bit on it. Don't be going into Centra and spending like €8 on the cheapo.
Centra do have lovely wine.
Yes.
As well.
Oh, they do indeed. I'm just pulling out of the sky.
But a white and a red, I think, is a good, you know, you'll cover everything then.
For me, I think white's always a winner because red makes your mouth go purple and you look silly.
Okay. But it does taste nicer.
It does taste. And you drink it slower, I find.
Yes.
So less.
Always drink responsibly.
Always
drink responsibly. Sarah Jane Tobin, as always, amazing. And you were the perfect guest in my house last Friday.
Oh, thanks.
So there you go.
Do you know, I had such a laugh. Thanks a million for inviting me.
Was that the person who asked for the wine back?
I can't confirm.
I wasn't drinking any wine.
Hit the Superwoman jingle
afterwards.
Quick off.
She knows. She didn't bring anything to take it back.
I'm joking. I don't think I did, actually.
We go to the song. Thank you very much.